Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour podcast. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob Epswich.
This is the Video Game Music Podcast, featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. Mm-hmm. This is episode 218. And, well, Gabe is here as usual.
Hello.
What's up, Gabe?
We also have Emily Donnelly here as well.
Hi.
Key Glyph.
What's up?
And some of you might know her as the person who puts together the mixtape episodes, the music-only mixes of the past episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And so here she is in the flesh.
Here
we got
I am.
The whole staff here almost.
We got
almost.
And at one point, the entire staff will be all here in one point.
Yeah.
So that'll be kind of neat. Well, look, I don't even top of the show business. I don't know.
By now, I'm back from Japan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it was amazing. That's all I have to say.
Right. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for picking those games up for me.
Right? Oh, right, right. I got all of them for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, and Keyglyph, if my next trip to Japan, if you have a list of games or Japanese video game artifacts that you want, let me know.
Awesome. I'll do that. Thank you.
I'll bring them out.
I got to say, your top 10 lists were amazing this year. And I was really surprised by Rob's number one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I switch it up all the time.
I saw it coming, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about Gabe's number one?
That one I saw coming.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I know you well enough to be able to predict that.
Yeah, right.
Now, we don't have much to talk about. We can jump right into the music. But did you want to something going on, and did you want to space it out? Did you want to start with something and then we?
Well, I can talk about it, and then maybe we'll do a couple tracks and get in.
Tease us a bit.
So I moved this year. Gosh, I can't, my sense of time is so messed up because so much happened. It feels like I lived a year and a couple months, but I have moved here to California, and in the process, the gifts that I was going to give all of you this past holiday season kind of got lost in the shuffle. I just couldn't put it off.
Mm-hmm.
So I have those with me.
Thought nothing of it.
Tonight.
Oh, lo, lo.
So there are presents to my right, and I thought maybe we could kind of sprinkle them in.
Sprinkle.
Fold them in, eat them in
tease
as we go.
And sprinkle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what's, so we can, okay, this
that's
is just
up.
A little heads up, you know,
okay.
About what's to come.
Okay.
But I guess we should just jump into the music then,
Who's number one?
You're going to be first today, I think.
Oh! Okay. What is our topic, Brent?
Oh, you're right, thank you. Our topic today is puzzle, you know, today we're actually doing a topic about puzzle games.
Oh, that's so cool. Wow.
I thought it was skiing games.
Skiing?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, no.
Hold on a second.
Let me change it. Okay.
This is Puzzle Games 3, by the way. This is our third installment.
Puzzle Games 3, Revenge of Columns.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Okay. So, to start off, puzzle games, I'm going to do Columns 3.
Yes.
Okay.
For the Sega Genesis, here is Networked Melon. Ladies and gentlemen, Columns 3 for the Sega Genesis. That there is what you call Networked Melon.
Hmm. Oh, I like that you got a little hand clapping thing going on.
Well,
there
was kind of a breakdown in there. I think that's what a band would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, certainly. When it comes up again, we should do that. We should all do that.
Dun, 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 dun.
You can start it, and then we'll all join in.
Oh, that part, it was kind of a little melancholy there. Did you see that? Dun, 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 dun.
It's a little melancholy.
Melon.
Networked melancholy, yeah. That's why it's called Networked Melancholy.
I smellin' what you're cooking. Yeah. I'm smellin' what you're cooking. Smellin'?
Oh, yeah.
Here he goes.
Kind of neat, huh?
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
It's a nice little breakdown there.
It's neat. Yeah, that's kind of neat.
That's an excellent track.
By the way, I'm headed to Spain in November, so if anyone knows when this track comes out, when this episode comes out.
Yeah, November, early November.
If anyone knows a barcade or some... If you guys want to put in your PAL requests...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Put in the PAL request.
Yeah.
I am headed to Barcelona.
Hmm.
So let me know.
Okay.
I got a couple.
You got a couple
you
PAL
have,
requests?
You have a PAL request?
Yeah. I want Rodland.
Rodland?
And I want Probotector 2.
What is that?
Probotector 2.
Do you know what Probotector is?
No.
I have.
It's Contra.
Okay.
2. It's Contra. Well, in that case, Contra
but
2.
PAL
it's
style.
It's censored. It actually runs perfectly fine on
What do you mean it's
America.
Censored?
It was too violent to have like humans and stuff, so your character and everything is robots.
Oh, really?
Is Probotector 2 hardcore? Or is hardcore?
No,
it's
Super
Protector?
C.
I'm going to look.
Super C.
Okay, that's going to be my goal is to look at, look for retro game shops in Barcelona or barcades in Barcelona.
Why do you want Probotector 2?
I don't know. I just think it's kind of funny.
No, just
I have
it's kind of cool.
I have Probotector 1, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's lonely.
Yeah, I actually have a Swedish edition. Sorry, I'm doing it on the offbeat.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
I would edit it on the offbeat, but I have a Swedish version of Solar Jetman. Hmm. I just happen to have it. But, yeah. Anyway.
So you can't play it, can you?
No, it's a showpiece. It's more of a decorative piece. Yeah. It's a decorative piece that I keep buried in my closet somewhere. All right, well, I'm going to start things off with a game I played a few months ago. It was a few months ago. Mole Mania for the Game Boy. And the composer on this is Taro Bando. And we're going to hear Beach Theme. And this is a good track. You got to hear it. Mole Mania.
I will.
This is music from Mole Mania from composer Taro Bando, who normally didn't compose, but was mainly did programming stuff. But this is called Beach Theme.
Ooh, that there is a jam.
Yeah, it's nice.
Very good.
It's very good. Nice. Yeah.
You can really feel the water on that track.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can feel the water. It's
the bubblies in the beginning.
In the beginning, the arpeggios, yeah.
Exactly.
The arpeggiating waves. It's got a cool bass line, and especially there's this sort of second part that is just, it's a cool, smooth track, and I think it's coming up here, maybe. Listen to the bass line and stuff, yeah. I like that dun dun dun. You know, they kind of does a little dun 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 there. That's cool.
What I really like about this part, sometimes compositions will do this where there's a really tight harmony of two notes, and then one will sustain while the other kind of goes off to do something, and it's sort of like a dance, one dancer sort of stays more central, and the other one does all those extra moves.
Yeah, neat way to put it. Yeah. Those are the water waves. Yeah, the bubbles. Yeah. It's nice to hear music like this when you're kind of just staring at a screen for a while, you know? I think it's important for puzzle games to have good music because, you know, you're just sitting there for a while staring and you need to hear something good like this, I think. There was one other thing I was going to say about this, which was, maybe I forgot actually, but... Oh, don't you think at times it sounds a little melancholy sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
In the last case it was melancholy, right? In this case it's molancholy. Yeah.
Agreed.
So, I don't know.
Oh, these are the extra steps with the other dancers. So here they're together, and then extra.
Oh, right.
Together.
This part right here. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
We're moving on to the Nintendo.
Wait, hold on. Before we do, should we do one of these?
I was wondering.
How many do you have, actually? Four?
Yes. One, two, one.
Wow, let's do one.
Because then we could just do one in between every track, or in between every two tracks, I think, right?
Sure, we can do that.
Is that sound work for you?
That bring it back.
Does that
up.
Work for your schedule?
Bring the bubblies.
Turn it up.
Oh, really?
Turn
okay, okay. Yeah.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Okay, so why don't we do Rob's first? Because I actually have a riddle for you.
Oh,
to
okay.
See if you can
riddle
figure out
this.
What it is. So here you go. Take in the shape. Think about
it. It's all wrapped and stuff. Describe the wrapping.
Sega Genesis. This is already Sega Genesis. I already know. Because I'm an experienced.
Yeah. Everyone's passing it around, weighing
can I
it.
Do you know this?
Verified.
What do you
Genesis.
Think? Yeah. Bite on it.
Regulation.
So
you
legit.
Just are, you don't know, Brent. Brent, you don't even know
it
what you're talking about.
It smells Sega. It smells like Sega a little bit, you know?
Or is it Mega Drive?
From a mile away, I already knew Sega. I already spotted. I said, oh, Sega. Uh-huh.
But
I'm actually.
Pizza.
I'm looking at this wrapping paper thinking, pizza.
It's like a seashell. You can put your ear to it.
Oh, it's like what? Because we're at the beach. The beach
when
name.
You guys open presents, do you. Are you careful? Where's the music?
Well, it faded out, but it's about to come back in.
Are you guys careful with the wrapping paper, or do you just let it fly?
You let it rip.
You let it rip.
Oh, I don't know. I'm asking.
I'm asking you.
I was helping.
Asking you.
I'm a ripper.
I let it rip because what are you going to do? Save it?
No. All right, so wait, before you open it, the riddle is this. The riddle is you already have two, to my recollection.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say we complete the collection?
Oh.
Oh, I know what it is.
I think I know what it is, too.
You already have two.
What do you say we complete the collection?
So what do you say we complete the collection? This is a Sonic the Hedgehog game.
No, I don't.
That's not my guess.
Oh, Street Fighter. Fighter.
That's actually not a bad idea, but I think that's not it. I think I know what it is.
The collection. Oh, Echo the Dolphin collection.
No, I have. I think I know what it is.
Hold on. Hold on, before you say Gabe, this is...
The Gabe is reaching for the mic.
But I know what it is.
You already have two, So that would mean you already have whatever it is to Puyo Puyo 2. So this is Puyo Puyo Dutson.
Can you hear that? That's the user screaming right now because I think they know
it's
what it is.
Street Fighter, so why don't we complete the collection? Street Fighter Alpha.
Yes, but
for the sake of Genesis.
Sort of.
Yeah.
You've got it.
You already have two, so why don't we complete the collection?
I think I have a different guess.
Hold on. I have two of these. Two. Not the number two, but I have T-O-O.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, Brent?
is this wrapping paper a clue at all?
No.
Ninja okay. Turtles.
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's actually just cool wrapping paper there's that
pizza,
I like.
There's pizza on it's it. It's blue with but pizza okay. slices
good
on it.
Good question. Looking at all
guess.
The angles.
Streets of Rage.
What do you think?
Streets of
Can
Rage.
Can I say my guess? Yeah. I think that you have two Thunder Force games, yeah. and so I think maybe there's another Thunder Force. Maybe the earlier Thunder Force games didn't come out on Genesis, so there's probably a total of three Thunder Force games that are on Genesis, I'm guessing.
Thunder Force 4, and Thunder Force 3,
you have
Thunder Force...
Four, you have 4 and 3, I think. And so maybe 2 or 5 or something is on Genesis, maybe.
Just for the record, I guess that as well.
Okay, yeah. Really,
okay, so here we go. I am guessing...
Wait, that's it. He should
that's
answer?
It.
Okay,
open
go,
it.
Let's
let
go.
It rip.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Let it rip.
I think it's Thunder Force 5 or 2.
No, 5's on Saturn.
Okay, so 2. So 2.
Do you have Lightning Force?
Brent,
yes.
I do.
And he has...
Brent,
it's going to be Thunder Force
Brent
1.
Brent and Gabe think it's Thunder Force.
She gave him, actually, 3.
I believe that this is Puyo Puyo...
1.
Puyo Puyo Rage.
Oh, Rage.
Puyo Puyo Rage!
Puyo, Puyo Puyo Alpha. Yep.
This is... Ooh, Thunder Force 2!
Surprise!
Thunder Force 2! Ooh.
Complete in box, by the way. Very nice condition.
Very nice.
18 years ago, the planet Nebula was attacked by the Lone Star System. 18 years ago, from when this was...
It's legal now.
Ooh.
Or whatever, you know?
Oh, my...
It can drink.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
it
welcome.
It can't drink, actually.
Oh, no, that's right. It can smoke...
It can go to war.
It can hold puppies.
It can fight for this country.
This will definitely be played in my...
It can vote.
By the way, do you guys know the controversy that's happening in Japan with barcades in the last couple years?
What?
Barcades that not only play arcade systems. I'm talking about the ones that play home systems. Bars that have Famicoms and Genesis mm-hmm. and TurboGrafx-16. They're being shut down left and right. Apparently, you can't play games in a public setting. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I mean...
A number of bars have been shut down because of the there's a copyright act.
That's interesting.
So you can only go to the big arcades.
Those are licensed to be played in public.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
oh, wow.
If you're a barcade and you're trying to play home systems in a bar, which apparently has been huge in Japan... They're being shut down.
They do it here too. In the United States.
Arrests being made. Mm. Arrests.
They show up and they're like, arrests. "There's too much Sega in this house. We're taking over this
establishment." You got a permit for that Famicom, there, pal? You got a permit?
I don't think
permit?
That you would get a permit. Actually, well, maybe you could. Actually,
well, anyway, this is being played at my barbershop. I'll tell you right now.
Let me just tell you, this game is hard. I tried to beat it. I spent a couple days on it. And I couldn't do it. I got up to the stages kind of toggle between overhead auto scrolls and then the side scrolling.
Well,
the overhead ones are tough. I got up to the last overhead stage, but not the last side scroll.
I'm going to get through, and I'm not going to use the Game Genie that was given to me at all. I won't use it.
And by the way, I guess the part of the riddle is that you already have two, but he doesn't have two. You know,
that's right,
the
right,
sort
right.
of you know, I
tricky.
Guess. Trick part of the question is he doesn't actually have Thunder Force 2.
Right, as soon as he started thinking about the numeral 2, I was like, oh no!
Right.
I thought this was an airtight riddle, but
look
no.
At this. Look at this cover, this
and
is quality.
One last thing is just Thunder Force 1, there is it's probably on Sega Master System or something?
It's on a computer, I think.
Oh, it's on a computer, okay.
I think.
I thought it was on Genesis 2.
Oh, really?
So. Someone's gonna have to check that.
Because I think it's only top
You know down. What the main character's name in this game is?
What?
Rider Jupiter.
Oh, that should be...
Okay. You're Rider Jupiter, it says.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's true. Okay. Moving on, we are going to Ishido.
Right.
Ishido.
Right, right, right.
You're right. Nintendo.
Wait, she's right. It's on computer?
It's not on Genesis. Yeah, right. It's on computer.
Yeah, so the collection's complete. Anyway, go on, carry on, sorry.
Ishido. Here is a track for you.
And what system is this?
Nintendo!
Yes, because we heard on the I think it was the last puzzle episode, we heard from the Game Boy version of Ishido.
Right.
Ishido.
No, this is Nintendo. Wait till
this is the Nintendo version.
Oh, the something stones, right?
Yes, Way of the Stones, I think.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a board game puzzle game sort of a thing. It's a kind of a solitaire type thing or something like that, I think. Puzzle game. It is a puzzle game.
Accolade is the publisher.
Okay.
Ladies, gentlemen, Ishido.
I wish you didn't say gentlemen, actually. I think it would have been funny if you just said, ladies, Ishido.
What does this remind you of?
Daytona. It reminds me of...
Which is Daytona?
I mean, Super Spike Fever. Yeah.
Which is which company?
Which is Technos, right?
Technos. A little reminiscent of that.
Not to be confused with TechnoSoft, which I think is this, right? Is this TechnoSoft? This Thunder Force? Maybe.
This is a little...
It reminds me of Super Spike. Yeah, Super Spike B-Ball. Well, I don't even know if it reminds me of Chicago necessarily, but it reminds me of something from that game, you know? I wonder if it is the same... composer.
It's a little sad, too.
I feel we're having kind of a sad beach day right now. Maybe because summer's ending, you know? It's winding down.
There was just parts of the Mole Mania track that were kind of melancholy, but I don't think, overall, it was just sort of... It was cool and smooth.
Keep it together, Rob. You'll be okay.
Isado. I don't know. I was trying to think of a way to make it Isado. Work. Isado. 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 Okay, yeah. Wasn't sure if... Okay, next up, we're going to hear from... another game I played a few months ago that I very much enjoyed called Soreyuke Ibisumaru Karakuri Meiro Kieta Goemon no Natsu. This is a puzzle game with the Goemon characters, starring Ibisumaru. The premise is that you have to save Goemon. And... this is a Konami game, but with an unknown composer. It's for the Super Famicom, and we heard from this before in the past, but I only found out about this track from playing the game, and this is a good track. It's level music 7, so the music changes every level. And it's too bad that I kind of think they should have just made it so you only hear one theme for every world you go to. And because I don't know, it would have made it more. I like that when it's like that, because then I think, ooh, I want to get to the next world to hear what the new music sounds like, you know. But this one just switches it after every single level. Anyway, this is the 7th level music. Every 7 levels you'll hear, I guess. And yeah, level music 7 from Soriyuke Ibisumaru Karakuri. This is level music 7 from Soriyuke Ibisumaru Karakuri. And yeah, this is it. That's it. Well, Emily pointed out just moments ago that so far we've played a different console every track so far. 4 tracks, 4 different consoles.
Is true. I'm concentrating because there are 2 time signature changes in this.
Really?
Yeah. I was trying to count the middle one and I couldn't.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
No, so I'm not going to be able to do it on the fly. The beginning is in 4. I think the ending is in 3. And the middle, I think, is one of the off-kilter ones. But this is just straight 4 right now. I like how that bass player is holding down this entire track, just very constant, consistent. So then it changes here.
Right, right.
They might even throw in an extra measure. And then this is 3.
Right.
Or 6.
Right, right, right.
I love time signature changes.
No, I do too, and that is cool. I didn't even really think about that when I was listening to this track, and because I was too focused on the puzzle part.
Yeah, right.
But I just knew it was good. I felt it was good. But that makes me appreciate it even more that there's three different rhythms there, yeah. And you know, this is a good track. It gets me going. You know, it gets me wanting to think. You know, this game also has, trying to count.
It's like 5 for 2 measures,
5, 4?
And then they add in an extra measure.
So it's 4-4, 5-4, and 3-4.
And maybe, then like 1
or something, 6-8.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's very
so
interesting.
So the that's a, you know, this game is, it's really hard to get used to at first and can be kind of stressful at first, but then you can get the hang of it. But in order to succeed fully at this game, you have to make the character Ibisumaru run through the puzzle, because you have to get stuff in it. You have to beat it in a certain amount of time in order to get a certain amount of points in order to get the true ending.
So what is this like? Is this a top-down thing? Or
it's an isometric view.
Okay.
And it's kind of like Pipe Dream a little bit. Ibisumaru is always walking, and you have to flip these floor panels to make him go the right direction.
Okay.
And there's other hazards and things along the way, springs and things like that, and so you know, you're kind of doing that before, but what you need to do is pause as soon as you see the screen
and then plan it out.
But you got to make him run through the level. You can make him run.
You have a run.
There's a button that makes him run instead of just walk, and you have to do that to beat it as fast as possible. Anyway, I like this. It has a very kind of driving rhythm, this first rhythm, you know. So, I guess, should we do another one?
We
of these?
Definitely should, based on a lot of things that you just
said.
Okay,
let's
actually.
Do it. Let's go.
So here's the thing. Brent, your present that I got you, I don't have a riddle for you.
Oh.
It's a riddle to figure out what it is, because I'm actually interested to see if you know what this game is.
Okay.
So it happens to be a puzzle game.
Great.
Which is interesting. So that fits in nicely. Gabe is rubbing his hands together because he wants to figure this out. So it's a puzzle game. Well, let me give it to you. Hold on. Take it in your hands. Think about it. Feel it. Weigh it. Smell it. What does it smell like?
Smells like, smells like Super Famicom, you know?
Okay, all right.
I think it smells like Super Famicom, you know?
So this is a puzzle game that I saw gameplay
of. But I could be wrong, actually.
I'm not going to say anything. But the gameplay looked really, it's very Japanese, very cute. And the gameplay looked really interesting, but I've since learned, and I tried playing it myself, that it might actually be kind of unfairly hard.
Oh, really?
So we'll come back to that, because you're going to get two gifts. Because okay. I got you a second one to make up for this.
Oh, really? Okay. Ooh. This has dinosaurs on the packaging, the gift wrapping.
Yeah.
And kind of cute dinosaurs and stuff. So
let me tell you what the game style is, and then see if you can figure it out.
Oh, I have to guess this. And you think I would know?
I don't know.
So, okay, let me just say this. Mm. Am I allowed to figure out if for sure it is on Super Famicom before I guess?
If you would like to.
Please.
Do you want me to? You have to tell me if you want.
No,
me
no,
to
no, it's okay. I don't need that.
You don't need it. Or
right. It could be a PAL SNES game.
You're always throwing in that extra angle, aren't you? So the gameplay style is a combination of Tetris and Lemmings.
Okay, so Tetris and Lemmings. Like, okay, this is okay. Oh, wait a second. I think I know what it is. I almost dropped it. Wait, Tetris and Lemmings. Well, there's the game that I know that's similar to Lemmings is SOS. Not the other. It's the other SOS, right? You know, the
Sink or Swim.
Yeah, that's similar to Lemmings, but that came out in the United States. So Lemmings. So there's things move. Actually, because you know this Ibisu Maro game is kind of like Lemmings too, a little.
And
bit.
And that's I was excited because it sounds what you just described in this game sounds similar to what you are holding in the mystery.
So basically, there's something always moving. You know, there's something that happening, and then blocks need to fit into spots or something like that. Bombless? Is it Tetris and Bombless or something like that, or Bombless?
I'm just gonna stare at you.
I mean, is Bombless? Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah, right.
Rob is like Street Fighter,
Puzzle Fighter,
Streets of Rage.
Bombless. Do you have any guesses? Just out of curiosity.
Is it one of those Bomberman spinoffs? There's two puzzle games that are kind of real time.
I need to know if you really want an answer.
Well, maybe
are you
not.
Just discussing?
Maybe not.
Nah.
Oh, there's real time Bomberman games
that are kind of puzzle.
Oh, you said it's kind of cutesy graphics?
It's very cute.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I'm Bombless. There's a Bombless that came out on Super Nintendo, at Super Famicom, I think. Koichi Sugiyama might have done the music for it. I don't know.
Brent's like, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to throw out composers.
I don't know. So should I go?
Go ahead and open it.
All right.
And then I'll explain what this is.
Okay, it is
I'm
a Super
Famicom. I'm going to say it's one of those Bomberman games. I can't remember his name in Japan.
It is a Super Famicom game. Okay, I don't think it's either of those.
Do you recognize this? Do you know what this is?
I mean, all I have to go on is this picture, this illustration of a girl in a dress and a kind of character that's... And then there's fire. I don't know. No, I don't know what this is at all, actually.
Okay, so this game is, it's Super Gusun Oyoyo. And so Gusun is the little cute character, and he's always moving.
Yeah.
And as the blocks fall, you have to basically build paths for him to make his way through the level.
Okay.
Before water rises to drown him.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I thought was so cute is you actually can use the blocks, and there are things that you have to avoid too, but you can use the blocks to push him around. So if you make a block fall right next to him, he'll, like, get scared and he'll run faster.
Oh, okay.
And you can, like, nudge him around. But it is so hard. It's so hard.
Oh,
and
man.
There aren't passwords until... If there are even passwords, it's like you have to go through so many levels to get there. So after I played it, I was like, oh, no. I bought a subpar game. There's a sequel. The sequel might be better. So that's a possibility. But
well, okay.
But it's a quirky,
I'm, hey,
weird.
I'm thank you very much. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry.
No, I'm interested in checking it out. Thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you very much.
But because of that, I got you kind of like a backup gift. But do you want to play a track and then?
Yeah,
we'll
certainly
do that.
We'll do that. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Rob's like, no, I'm not clapping. It's not a Sega Genesis game.
Moving right along, I believe
in a thing called love.
It's time for a little SNES.
Okay.
SOS Sink or Swim.
See.
Wow. Vibin.
How about
ending,
that, huh?
Ending.
Okay.
Ending. We're ending it right now.
How about that? Isn't that weird? That
that is
funny
very
because
weird.
That's a Lemmingsy kind of game, too.
Hit me with it. Hit me with it.
All right.
SOS Sink or Swim. When's the last time any of you guys went swimming?
10 years.
Oh, I went swimming actually really recently.
I went swimming yesterday.
In August.
Maybe last year?
I went swimming in August.
It's sink or swim in the pool.
Alright.
Are you going to swim or are you going to sink?
Right.
I swim.
Right. Well, the music kind of changes to represent swimming and sinking, you know? Watch.
You're sinking.
Right.
Oh.
Well, there's a certain part in particular where it's just really back and forth between sinking and...
What? I'm swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah.
Oh, swimming. Oh, sinking.
I'm swimming.
Oh, sinking.
Oh!
Oh, really sinking. You're sinking a
dead.
Lot. Sinking
drowning.
A lot. Drowning, yeah. Okay.
Mouth to mouth. We just did mouth to mouth.
Mouth to mouth. Okay. Oh, but the mouth to mouth person has germs.
Yeah.
Okay. You got the immunity boost, yeah. Or whatever, yeah. You got the immunization, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. You can just really do the whole play by play on this, yeah.
This chord change into the sinking is so good.
All right.
I love that. Rock bottom.
Right, yeah, now you're on the ground. You're on the floor of this.
But now I'm up.
Oh yeah, you're up. Yeah.
I'm on top of the world.
Yeah. Uh-oh. No.
The world's collapsing. But I'm back. Hey.
Oh, that was a fun little play-by-play down
that's
that.
Sub
yeah.
right there.
That was a nice. Well, guess what time it is?
Yay!
It's time for Gabe's Corner. Gabe's Corner.
That's right. What I have for you today on my corner is a Mega Drive game by the name of Shikinjo.
Mm-hmm.
And this track is called Warrior's Relaxation. Oh. And I like this track because it really reminds me of Erasure.
You know, beach is kind of the theme of, you know, so you got Sink or Swim and you know, we're doing these beachy kind of tracks, and then we got this Warriors Relaxation, seems like a beach theme.
Yeah, this would be a good, like, water ski kind of track, I think. On the beach, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not in, like, a lake.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Warriors Relaxation, Shikin Joe, composer on Mega Drive. Does this kind of sound like a major?
Yeah.
If they were doing Louis Faithful,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure, yeah. Definitely. I mean, definitely sounds 80s, new wave, you know.
I need to know why Emily's been laughing this whole time.
Well, no, she's connecting. She's connecting with the music hardcore.
I felt a little bit like I might cry. This note right there.
How do I look?
Da, da, da. It's so good. Da, 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 da.
What?
How do I look?
How do you look? Tired?
No, he looks relaxed. Like this warrior like just came warrior. Down to do a podcast, and he's so relaxed now.
Warrior's Relaxation. Well, I just saw you almost had an you seem very emotional actually listening to this. You know? You're really connecting to it hardcore.
I did. Well, this song, this track really, so there are a lot of tracks that to me have a Lemmings feel. Mm. I love the game Lemmings.
All right.
And I just beat it for the first time this summer. This has been a game that's been hanging over my head since I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And so, in that game, I'm kind of emotionally invested in that because you're trying to protect these cute little animals. And so, this track sounds like that, and it sounds a little pleading right there, but triumphant.
Yeah,
so it's, I'm moved.
Yeah.
Deeply moved. I felt a little bit like I might get some tears in the corners of my eyes.
Oh, wow.
Da, da. This track needs lyrics.
Da, 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 da. Warriors relaxing. Rest day. Some warrior talk.
Do you want to triumphantly open your second gift to this, or do you want to?
I'll play mine.
Okay.
And then we'll be at the, you know, we'll be level. We'll be ready for the next. I think we'll be transition.
We'll
transition into the next phase of gifts. You know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Next up, we're gonna hear from an arcade game.
Wait, is it you or me?
Me.
Because then we go you, me, you, then Gabe?
Gabe is right in the middle, so
it
was in between our third track, basically.
Okay.
Before you do this, can I just say that we missed you, Rob, on the 16-bit, beyond 16-bit?
Oh, thank you.
I did like that the Gabe Corner kind of got transformed into the Gabe Corner office for a short time. So that was cool. You did a great job.
Thank you.
So we're going to hear this our arcade game called Soldam. You ever heard of that? Soldam? Soldam. I think somebody recommended this, and I should have mentioned who did, but maybe they recommended the whole soundtrack. It's the whole soundtrack's really good, but the composers on this are Yasuyuki Suzuki and Atsuyoshi Isamura, and we're going to hear Versus Mode. Versus Mode from Soldam for the arcade. This is music from Soldom, or Soldam, for the arcade. Composers Yasuyuki Suzuki and Atsuyoshi Isamura. This is Versus Mode. And there's some really just nice jazzy tracks in this soundtrack. And this it's got it going on, you know? Hold on, I'm going to rewind at the beginning. It's got this swing to it, you know? And that's good, you know?
I really like that kind of Paul Abdul kind of snare.
Ooh.
Oh.
A snare sound.
Oh, is that Paul Abdul snare? Okay, yeah. That, uh-huh. Listen to this. Smooth. It's just kind of got it going on, you know? I think this track has got it going on.
What is the name of that drum that, like, da-da-da-da-da-da, in that we passed it a little while ago, right? But it's a very specific kind of drum, and it only shows up in that one spot. I'm not suggesting that we wait the entire time.
You like this?
Oh, it's just... What do you call that? Change keys?
I don't know. Modulation?
That was just... Oh, my God. That was so good. That was so good.
This has got that kind of just that swing, you know, that kind of, it's got this early 90s swing, you know?
This is what you call a very sophisticated track. You got to be on board for the journey.
Okay, it's coming up here.
Oh,
that drum,
oh,
what is
oh.
that?
I don't know, it sounds like a kind of a, let's see.
I have that associated with a level from Earthworm Jim.
No, I know what you mean. It's a, you know, like a... It's kind of like, I know what you mean. It's, what is it?
I don't know.
You know what it is.
It plays during the Flying King in Earthworm Jim 2, which was sort of like a Spanish sounding
track. What is that?
Track.
You know what it is. It's, you know, it's the toms, I guess. Is it toms?
I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about. I mean, it's
no,
like
you, know this. That right there, you know? It's almost got a tropical sound.
It does.
That. That.
I'm trying to figure out why I have that associated with the tropics.
It just sounds like a tropical sound, you know? No, you know what it is? Actually, no, it's not. This is what it is. It's a timbales. That's what it is. Mm. Timbales, yeah. Timbale, that's what it is, you know? Like Tito Puente.
Yeah, yeah.
Tito Puente would play it.
Hot timbales.
Huh? Yeah, hot timbales. Wait, it's timbales, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think so. Yeah.
That's what it is. They're timbales.
Okay.
And
I don't know that instrument.
Used in, you know, they're basically like two drums.
It's very Latin.
And they usually have a cowbell in the middle.
Okay.
And use sticks. And it's usually using a lot of Latin
okay,
music,
so I was on
know?
The right track there.
Yeah, yeah, usually Latin music has it, yeah. And that's what it is.
All right.
And, Pete Escovedo, he's another famous timbali player, you know? And I used to work for Pete Escovedo, actually.
Really?
Yeah, do you know who? And Pete Escovedo, he's actually the father of Sheila E. That's what the E stands for, it's just Sheila E's name, Sheila Escovedo. And I went to her birthday party once.
We are learning so much
and,
tonight.
And who performed it at her birthday party? And maybe I told this already, but none other than Tony. So, and Tony would kind of do music that sounded like this a little bit.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I was going to say, yeah.
So it all kind of comes around. There you go, you know?
Feels good.
You got Pete Escovedo, to Sheila E., to Tony, to Soldom.
It's I think it's Tony, right?
Well.
Tony.
You know, and I don't know if you know this, but do you know what the meaning of Tony is? Tony is something that people would say when they're excited. You know, what was the word that you were talking about? Oh, Atari, right? It's kind of like Atari, right? In Japan, people say Atari to, you know, when something's happening. Anyway, they'd say, ooh, I'm looking at yourself in the mirror, you're thinking, ooh, I'm looking good tonight, Tony.
Tony.
Yeah, oh, I'm looking good. I'm looking Tony tonight. Anyway, that's what one of the members of Tony. By the way, no one's name is Tony in that band, by the way. That's another little interesting fact. And
we are writing a Wikipedia article in real time right now.
And one of the, I saw an interview with one of the Tony members, and he was talking about where that comes from, Tony. Anyway.
Present.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Back to the present.
Yes. Bring it back to the present.
From the past to the present.
Exactly. So this is to try to make up for Super Gusu and Oyoyo, but it's also just a weird curiosity, so I don't know how you're going to feel about it.
Okay.
But it might
make for a nice decorative piece, perhaps.
Yeah.
No, I'm just
kidding. It'll be a good coffee table piece for sure. And it's kind of out of left field, so.
Okay, here we go. Dinosaur paper again. Okay, so this is not a game.
This is, well.
Oh, maybe it is.
What? Gabe looks like he has the answer. If you could guess what that is.
It's a gaming magazine.
If you could guess what that is, I would be amazed.
No, it has to be. It's a CD game. I mean, it's a TurboGrafx-16 game. It must be. Because they're in those kind of. What am I? Oh.
Really? I don't think so.
What?
I'll tell you this, you can bend it. It's okay to bend
it. It's bendable. It's a bendable game.
Yeah.
It's a bendable cartridge. That's the first. Well,
you'll never be able to guess what it is.
Okay, so it's a book of sorts.
Do you want an answer?
I'll open it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm guessing it's not a game. Unless it's. Jeez, I don't know. You got any guesses?
Nintendo Power. Open it. Nintendo Power.
You want to feel it?
I already know. Nintendo Power.
Which issue? Put it to your ear and listen.
It's Mario. Cause
smell it.
It's right there. It's a Mario.
Yeah, what does it smell like to you?
It smells kind of like a TurboGrafx-16. It's a book. It's a book. Oh, it is a game. It's a game book called Maze.
Okay, so this, I just thought that this was kind of a curiosity that would appeal to you, and there's also a connection that I found out about later. This is
this looks cool.
Yeah, so
it's
on the cover.
It's called Maze, Solve the World's Most Challenging Puzzle.
Right, so if that doesn't scream Brent Weinbach, what?
Well, it just looks interesting, and it says by Christopher Manson.
Okay, so the deal with this book is my brother got this for me, not this copy, I have my own, but he got this book for me when I was little, and he said, I just thought you would like this. And it just made such an impression on me with the illustrations in it, and the writing is so cryptic and weird, but...
Well, the opening first page says, directions. This is not really a book.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and read it.
This is a building in the shape of a book. A maze. Okay, I will go on to each numbered page depicts a room in the maze. Anyway, I'll stop there. But I'm intrigued.
So
you got this when you were a kid?
I got it when I was a kid.
Jeez, you're giving it to me?
Well, no, I have my own copy.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I got you another one.
Oh, this is a new. Obviously not a new copy, but this is newly acquired.
It's new
copy.
To you. Yes.
Yes, new to you too as well.
That's true.
Copy. Okay. I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued. Actually,
but the connection is
this might be too hard though.
That this well. There are two sort of puzzles to solve, and there was a contest when this book came out to see if anyone could solve it, and nobody solved it in the time frame.
Yeah.
They extended it, and nobody solved it in that time frame either. And then the other thing to know is that the creator of this book said that they were inspired by a Jules Verne book that also inspired Myst, but people also believe that this book may have been an influence on Myst.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So when I found out about that Myst connection, I was like, whoa, I didn't know that until
an adult. Oh, I'm so intrigued. Thanks. This is really cool.
Yeah. So
this is really neat.
See if you can, bust your brain on it.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. That's neat.
Cool.
Nice.
Weird curiosity.
No, it's not even curiosity.
Oh,
it's
and
cool.
In the back, I looked at the website, so open it to the last page. I printed out some information about, the legacy of the book. And I scrubbed it for spoilers, so there's no spoilers in there.
Okay,
but that
good.
Just explains the Myst connection and
oh, neat.
And sort of what the contest was about and all
cool.
that kind of stuff. So
neat. Great. This is cool.
I'm glad that you like it.
And actually, there's a connection to something that Gabe knows about, but I won't say anymore though. That this kind of is cool. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
The book.
This whole thing is kind of related to something that Gabe and I know about that I can't really say much more about. But
okay.
Yeah.
So,
anyway,
good. I'm glad you're smiling because sometimes
cool.
you get a present and you're like, man, a book? Really? Why isn't it a game?
Right. Nice. This is a game.
Nice, it is nice, a game.
Nice.
It's not a book. This is not. It says on the first page, this is
it's
not a really a book.
It's a building and a
game. Okay. Next one.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Puyo Puyo. Puyo Puyo. You all know it. You all love it. Sticker.
Okay.
Sticker. I hardly know her. Right?
Sure.
Sure.
It's a classic.
That's the joke.
Classic joke.
Sticker. Puyo Puyo, Sega Genesis. Puyo Puyo Sticker!
My question is this in Bean Machine?
It is in Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. It sounds a little bit different.
Oh,
but
really?
It does. But it's the training mode, so when you just kind of endlessly get to practice on your own.
Huh, and it sounds a little different, eh?
Yeah, slightly different. Hmm. It's the same structure and the same notes, but the instrumentation sounds a little different.
Huh.
This is such a classic from my childhood among my friends. We love this track.
We're very glad we pulled it out for you today. Special. Keegliff Special. Mm-hmm. Little sticker. Stick it. Stick. Put the sticker on there. Yeah. Stick it. Come on, stick it. Stick it. Oh.
I like this part a lot. It's going to layer up a little bit.
Yeah, the harmony's so good.
It gets really good right there, yeah. We can do it again, I think. Oh no, this part's cool too. Yeah. Listen to that. That's cool. That's good.
Puyo Puyo. That's how we start off the puzzle episode.
What is that from? Dun, 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 dun. All right. Well, next up, I guess we're.
How many tracks do we have left?
I guess a total of three or something. So, yeah, three.
Okay.
Yeah. So, next up, we've got a game called Pieces for the Super Nintendo. You just gave a thumbs up, Gabe. Why?
Oh, I have this game. I like this game.
Do you like it? I actually thought about getting this game. Because
it's fun.
Yeah, it's basically a puzzle. It's like a jigsaw puzzle pieces. You put, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's jigsaw. Yeah, yeah. It's jigsaw and puzzles. And you just do jigsaw puzzles.
I imagine it would be really fun two-player, but you play against a computer. Putting the puzzles together.
Oh, so whoever can put it together faster?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh,
yeah.
Two-player sounds great.
Yeah. It's good. You should get it.
I think I will.
It's kind of a rare-ish game, but it's
right,
cheap.
Right, right. There's certain rare games that are really cheap for some reason.
Because nobody cares about pieces. Right.
Is this puzzle pieces in the sense of you have all of the pieces on the side and you put them in, or is it one of those rotating ones? Where
you're those slide puzzles.
So
no, they're puzzle, like jigsaw puzzles.
So do you drag them? Do you use the mouse?
I think you can use the mouse, but I just use the controller and you kind of like use it as it's a cursor, like a hand, like a cursor, and you click and drag.
Does that not take forever?
Not really. Oh, actually, you think it would, but I think it does support the mouse. I'm not sure.
The Mario Picross Super Picross game that uses you can use the mouse for that, I think, right? But I use the controller for it, and you could just move the cursor around in the same kind of way. Although,
actually,
there is it does snap to it. Actually, there's a grid it can snap to too. So I don't know, but. Anyway, but yeah, I guess you. Anyway, I'm sure it's probably not that hard, I guess. But anyway, pieces though. This is a puzzle game. I mean, puzzle game in the sense of jigsaw puzzle. And Super Nintendo composer on this is Nobuyuki Hara. And we're going to hear Puzzle Music 3. And, this just goes back to my love of feminine PBS energy music. Let's hear it. Yeah, let's just. You'll hear what I mean, I think. Pieces, Super Nintendo. This is music from Pieces for the Super Nintendo, Puzzle Music 3 from composer Nobuyuki Hara. And I just love feminine PBS energy music sometimes, I really do. Just it's got that PBS feminine energy to it, you know what I mean? It's got that kind of Picnic at Hanging Rock kind of I don't know. It's got that Picnic at Hanging Rock kind of feeling, Isn't it? You know what I mean? It's got that Strawberry Shortcake commercial music, That's what it feels like. It's just like it feels like a Strawberry Shortcake toy commercial from 1983 or something, Listen to this chord change coming up right here. Yeah. So, that's so nice and PBS-y, This is just straight up PBS right here. I like PBS music.
PBS. So I have a question. I think that waltz time inherently feels watery.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And so sometimes I wonder, is that because of the swaying motion, and is that kind of universal across people, or is that because of the water theme from the first Mario game? Did that just cement 3-4 as water to us forever?
Perhaps both. Yeah?
Maybe both, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also, waltz and water share a lot of the same letters, kind of.
When's the last time you danced?
I don't dance. Now look, I swam recently, but dance, forget that.
It's been at least a couple years for me.
Keegliff?
Are we talking in public, or are we talking at home?
Public couples dancing.
10 years ago.
That's
not true. A couple months ago.
You did couples dancing a couple months ago?
Yeah, one of my best friends got married. So.
Oh, yeah. When's the last time you danced? Couples dancing.
I went to dance at Charleston a couple weeks ago.
That's not true.
I take classes.
That's not true.
Yeah, I take swing dancing, I take Charleston, I take salsa.
No, you don't.
I do.
And you didn't recognize the timbali? You take salsa dancing lessons?
It must be my headphones.
Do you really take ballroom dancing classes?
What the hell is up with musicians and dancers always going one-y and a two-y and a...
Well, the reason they
what
do
the
that...
What the hell is that?
The reason they do that is to establish the...
One-y and a two-y
well,
and
it's
a...
because it's...
You just made up some number system.
What it does is it establishes the time signature.
Why don't you just say one, two,
because
three?
Because that's not the time signature that they're trying to establish.
Or one and two
they're
and...
They want you to hear the 16th notes to hear that the piece of music is going to adhere to.
You're adding gibberish to establish numbers.
Can I just back up Brent here? That's really important when you're in orchestra band.
Well, I'm not a musician.
So, but we're not talking about orchestra band. We're talking about dancing. So
I've heard musicians try to explain this to me.
Actually, it's important for dancing too because you should know the,
one-y and a two-y and what the hell are you talking
because
about?
Because you need to hear the beats within the beats.
One-y
know?
And a two-y and I hear it as one and two and.
Well, no, one and two and. See, that would be
your, one and two and one.
Okay,
and
so
a two
one,
e.
two, three, four. You'd be hearing, say, quarter notes, right? But if you want to hear eighth notes, you'd go one and two and three and four. And if you want to hear 16th notes, then you hear one and a two and a
this
three
makes
and a four.
This makes as much sense as Rambo 3 being Rambo whatever you wanted, whatever you were talking about.
Jimmy Rambo 2.
Jimmy Rambo.
Rambo 3 should be Rambo 2.
Should be Jimmy Rambo?
Yeah.
Rambo, what, Rambo 2, Rambo 3, Revenge of Rambo?
You'll find out. You'll find out on the
whatever.
You'll find out. Yeah.
Oh no, that's right. Yeah, I remember that conversation.
Oh yeah, I mean, you found out. You found out.
Yeah.
You found out
yeah,
last
yeah,
month. You know.
Yeah. No, sorry, I just forgot for a second there.
Well, listen. Let's go with another gift here. Huh?
Okay. So here's the situation. There is another collaborative gift that I do not have with me now because I have to order it.
Oh, okay.
So I will either have to get it to you sometime in the future or maybe I'll like give instructions to you about it. Like, Abe, we'll see. So that's kind of off the table and I'm disappointed because that was going to be really fun. But I happen to have a present for you and Trevor. So why don't we do that?
Yeah.
And then there's another gift that is actually Brent's present for this upcoming holiday season because I bought it ahead of time. So it's up to him to decide if he wants to wait.
I'm down. I'm down now, actually.
Okay, so you're going to open it out or take it home and put up your tree, put it under the tree and stare at it until December.
I'll put it up. Yeah, I got already, you know.
Okay.
You can beat the tree. You ever see a present that beat the tree? That's kind of neat, you know? The present that beat the tree. It sounds like a book.
It does.
Or you know, something like that. A kid's
or something
book.
That is not
it
a
sounds
book.
Like a kid's book, actually.
The present that
you know,
beat the tree.
A children's book. The present that beat the tree. You know, and it got to the tree before the tree was there, you know?
Have we lost you, Rob?
No.
All right, so we're going to put aside that extra thing. But for now, this is kind of the customary...
Thank you.
The bag has nothing to do with it. I just like
the Huntington
bag.
Store.
But this is
I don't know what that
you,
is.
Trevor. So... it's not wrapped, but they're all individually wrapped, let's say.
It's a big grab bag of assorted candy.
And you can share if you choose to, but you and Trevor own it, so it's up to you to decide.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's great. You know.
What's so funny?
No, nothing. I just,
Reese's.
This is one of my favorites.
Oh,
Reese's.
Good.
Peanut butter cups.
That was good.
Or Reese's. People say Reese's. It's Reese's. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Like Bram Stoker's. Remember that whole thing? Bram Stoker's. Stoker's.
Paydays. Mr. Goodbar, you got your peanuts covered.
Oh, unboxing the candy.
Oh, looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Trolley? I don't know what that is.
Keaton.
Like
Diane Keaton and Tom Berenger starring Mr. Looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Lemonheads?
Trolley Hunter.
Lemonheads. The legendary.
The band?
What are they called? Legendary Pink Dots. The Lemonheads, I guess.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
There are also nerds in there, which is important. I feel like that.
I take offense to that.
I'm sorry. I will take them all out.
Nerds are kind of cool because you can switch flavors, you know, when you want to. You know, you can switch back and forth between flavors. It's kind of like sinking or swimming. You can, you know,
that's true.
You can switch back and forth.
That's right. Strawberry or grape.
I wonder which, between strawberry and grape, which one is sinking, which one's swimming?
Grape is sinking.
Yeah, okay.
Strawberry.
Oh, strawberry is swimming.
That's at least for me.
Kind of makes sense. That makes sense, actually.
Game Gear. So I'm going to be closing this bad
boy. Oh, a new console. Wow, this is a very diverse. We need a TurboGrafx 16 in here at one point.
Shanghai 2.
Okay.
BGM 3. Here we go. Shanghai 2 for the Game Gear.
So this must be a Sunsoft game, huh?
So you're hearing the Sunsoft influence, huh?
Well, I am, but I'm also saying that because when kind of scrubbing through the different tracks to get to this track, I came across the music from Journey to Silius.
Right.
And so I thought, somehow this uses something. You know, maybe you meet Silius or something. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, unknown theme B is Journey to Silius. Title theme. Yeah. So it's not really unknown. It's not.
Right. Well, they don't know where it is in the game, is the thing.
Well, it's an unknown theme in the track listing.
Yeah.
Look. Chun-Li E. Honda influence right there. You hear it. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. This is a jam. You think it can't get better, and then it gets better.
Love it.
All right, next up, we're going to hear from... You know, I mentioned Mario knows Super Picross earlier. Well... How about we listen to the first game in that series? I think it's the first game in that series, called Mario's Picross, which came out on the Game Boy. It came out in the United States. This is music composed by Toshiyuki Ueno, who also did the music to the Super Famicom game. I think this is the first one. I think it's the first one, or it came out at the same time or something. I don't know. Some of the tracks that you hear in the Super Famicom one, you hear in this version, too. So I don't know which came first, but there's some really interesting minimalist pieces in this soundtrack that you don't hear in... Well, maybe you hear a little bit in the Super Famicom game, but we're going to hear Star Course, and this has the very minimalist sound to it. Sounds like minimalist classical music. Mario's Picross on the Game Boy. Thank you. This is music from Mario's Pit Cross for the Game Boy. Toshiyuki Ueno.
Are you hearing
Star Course?
Are you hearing the Bad Dudes influence? That's kind of got a bad.
Oh, I sort of guess I hear what you mean. Yeah. I'm hearing more of a Rygar though.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Kind of more of a Rygar.
Sure, sure, sure.
But yeah, like I said, it's a very minimalist piece. You know, you just have this, you know, repetition, and I like this. I like where the melody goes with it. You know, it's. It kind of almost reminds me of that War O track from Sagaya from that we heard on the last episode, you know? Dun, 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 dun. This is very Rygar right here.
It's very crunchy. It actually, it reminds me a little bit, not really tonally, I guess, I would say, but it makes me feel the same way that the surface of SR388 from Metroid 2 makes me feel.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, a lot to hear in this track, you know?
There's a lot of good texture. I was listening because I was trying to find if there was a triangle wave in there anywhere, and I don't hear it. It's just all crunch.
Oh, yeah. It's also interesting to not listen to the melody and just listen to the background things happening. I don't know. Anyway, it's interesting to listen to. So, let's do this last thing here.
Okay.
I think, yeah?
So you want to open it now?
Oh, look, it's up to you, actually. What do you want to do?
I think you should open it now. And my hope is actually that this will get passed around among all of you.
Oh, really?
Because I think that you might all enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is really...
But this is like all the things I got for you that were sort of misses. I feel like this is a real win.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I don't like to really tell people this. And, you know, people don't even know what this means because this is coming out in, you know, November or whatever. But... it actually was. It was my birthday really recently. Actually,
that's right.
And
was.
So
happy birthday.
I mean, actually, it was my birthday yesterday. Actually,
yeah,
straight
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
And, but I don't even. I mean, you know, whatever. I'm not even trying to. I mean, nobody even knows what day. Nobody even knows what day that is. So this is actually kind of fits. You know.
Yeah.
This is,
yeah. Well, but Rob's birthday is in July. So.
I thought his birthday was in June, no, or even March, maybe. Mm-hmm. It's in July.
July.
Oh yeah, actually it is. You know better than me.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I feel kind of creepy, but that's what happens when you're a listener of the podcast.
User.
User. I'm sorry. Oh my goodness.
My birthday is in November, so I got myself covered.
Oh yeah.
Will you disclose the day?
It's November 5th. It's the day that Marty goes back to the past and back.
Oh wow.
Oh, that's cool.
This is a Nintendo game.
I'm just trying to stare, but you smirk, so I had to laugh.
If it is, it's in a cardboard box.
No, but look, I'm feeling this part right here, and there's the, you know what I mean? That's the Nintendo indentation.
It's Rob's got to smell it.
It's probably in a case.
I believe you guys.
The indentation is there. It's verified NES game.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to guess it, or you want me to just open it, or what?
I don't think you'll be able to guess it.
Okay.
That's a clue.
Oh, I can guess it.
I think you could guess it, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want
me to give you a clue?
Yeah.
Okay, so the gameplay style is a combination of Mega Man and Metroid, and I want to
I know what it is. It's Battle Kid. That's my guess. I haven't opened it yet. I mean, I started opening it, but I didn't look.
And
I bet it's Battle Kid.
Was Battle Kid on the American NES?
What? I bet it's Battle Kid or Battle Kid 2.
Isn't that a Famicom only?
Huh?
Battle Kid?
Yeah, Battle Kid. It came out, yeah.
I know
in the United States, yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay, then I don't...
Wait, you said a combination of Mega Man and what?
I want to be the guy. Mega Man, Metroid,
it's
and gotta I
want to be the It's got to be Battle Kid. That's my guess.
No, I want to say like Cryon Conquest or
I got it.
Oh, it's
got
I
it.
Knew
it.
I didn't even think it was a reproduction. Okay.
No, it's not a reproduction. This is This is not.
Do you know about this?
Yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
have it?
No, I don't actually. Okay. No, no. Actually, thanks. Actually, I've been interested in this. Actually.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I've been interested in this.
Well, because
this is a game
been...
that came out in probably 2010 or 11 or something, oh, yeah. and it was it came out for Nintendo, and it was but it's you know made by one guy who made everything, you know.
That's right, and you've been into those lately. So
I this is cool because this isn't even a repro card. It's this is it.
Right, right.
This
I remember this now.
Is
the, yeah,
this
retro
is the, an official. This is an official card, you know, for the Nintendo, and it's made for the Nintendo. There's another game that I've been interested in lately too that I'm actually thinking about getting that Gabe got recently called
Micromages.
Micromages, yeah.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's really cool.
It's really cool, and it's for Nintendo, and same thing, cart for
cool.
it and everything. Anyway,
yes.
No, thanks a lot. No, this is great. Actually, I've played a little bit of it before at a friend's house, and I've been interested in playing through it all the way through. Yeah, so
excellent.
Great. Yeah, thanks a lot. There's
so
a sequel.
If you feel like sharing, you can give that to the Gabe after you're done and see. I don't know how saves work on it though, because it keeps track of how many times you die, and I don't know if they're save files. So. No,
well, thanks very much. There's a sequel too that came out a couple years after it.
That
came
I did
out.
Not
yeah.
know.
Oh, you didn't know that Battle
no.
Kid 2. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Emily. And for a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com. You can also comment there, and you can do whatever you want there, I guess. You can also email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Give us a buzz. 281 Sonic 91.
And, if you like the program, you can go to iTunes. You can rate and review it. You can also... you can connect on Facebook, and I think those are all the things you can do. I think, thank you, Emily, for coming by and blessing us with these gifts, and also for doing the mixtapes
hit 100.
Yeah,
which was an amazing day. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
I mean, it's kind of neat because we're almost halfway caught up to the current episode.
We're getting there.
And that's kind of neat.
Slowly
you know?
But surely crawling towards.
Oh, yeah. It's slowly but surely the present is catching up to the tree.
That's true.
Or the tree is catching up to the present or something
that's
like
right.
that, you know? But yeah, you know, Emily, she does our mixtapes, which come out every week, aside from the week after the regular episode comes out. Check those out. Okay, I think that's it, right? That's all I need to mention? Okay. I guess the full staff didn't end up being here on this episode.
It's
okay,
sad.
Though. It's okay. I mean... You know, I was
maybe this will be one of those episodes where you play the final track and then you come back.
Oh, right, right,
and it'll
right,
just
right.
be us going, yay,
right.
Trevor's here.
So as for the closing track, you know, we've been talking about, sink or swim. We've been talking about grape and strawberry. We've been talking about, whatever, I don't know, other stuff. How about fire and ice, right? And plus, what happens when you cross fire with ice? It makes water. And water has sort of been a sort of theme, the beach and water and bubbles and things like that. It's been kind of a theme of this episode, so that kind of fits. Composer here is Ryuichi Nitta, credited as Kajiya Shitamachi. And this is a Nintendo game. We're going to hear Grandma's House, which is the menu. This is from Fire and Ice. Gabe Castro is our engineer. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for using.